Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ALAC Appointee Selection Committee call taking place on Tuesday, 19th of July, 2016 at 1700 UTC.
I'm on a conference call.
Sorry, what was that?
That was Tim Denton, I think, talking to someone else in his room, not realizing he was on the call, the line.
Sorry. So on the call today, we have Ellen Greenberg, Tijani Benjema, Barak Otieno, Aliel Meshal, Nenan Marinkovic, Maritza Guerra-Minano, Tim Denton. We have apologies from Holly Rage, Sandra Hofferichter, and Leon Sanchez. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich and myself, Ishim Nazlar. Finally, I'd like to remind everyone to state their name before speaking for the transcript purposes, and over to you, Ellen. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. First of all, welcome to the first meeting of the new selection committee that will be responsible for making recommendations to the ALAC for a variety of selections. This is the first meeting of this group, and first of all, I'd like to quickly review what it is we're going to be doing. The ALAC on a regular basis has to select people for various positions. The process in the past has varied depending on the position. In some cases, the ALAC simply voted for who to select based on whoever was nominated or named or in some cases expressed interest themselves. In other cases, we have had a review committee look at the applications and make a recommendation to the ALAC. We're going to be, to a large extent, all selections will be going through this group one way or another. And we'll be talking more about that as we go forward. We do have to put together a mission and some operating procedures, so we're running a little bit blind on this first meeting because of the time constraints that we have for making this particular selection. But in general, the previous selection committee worked on the principle of accepting the expressions of interest or the nominations, making a recommendation for ratification to the ALAC. We would also have the ability, should we choose, to give the ALAC a larger list of names and let the ALAC choose from among them if we decide to do that. But in general, that's not been the practice in the past. So any questions on the overall mandate we have? We will be looking at some specific rules, and there are a number of them we're going to have to set up. But are there any overall questions that anyone has at this point? I know some of you participated in the discussion in Helsinki that decided to form this group. Others are new to the process. So first of all, is there anyone who has any comments or questions? Seeing none, then we'll go on. As I said, we will have to put together a mission and some working methods. We are going to ad lib it a little bit on this particular meeting. And, the timeline is tight enough that we're not going to try to put anything in writing today, but we will be working. There will be a mailing list set up in the near future, and we will be using that to start the work of formalizing our processes. One of the things we will be looking at in the future is ALAC liaison selections. The ALAC liaisons are a unique selection in that we have on a regular basis used a rule within the ALAC rules of procedure saying that if the ALAC is satisfied with a person in a position, they could be re-ratified for another year without opening a formal nomination process. It could be used for any position, but in general we have used it only for liaisons. The reason we have used that for liaisons is a liaison position to another group within ICANN is a very critical relationship, and very much trust is a major factor. So although it is important to try to get, you know, for instance, new people involved in the process, it's also important to make sure that when we appoint a liaison, that they do a good job. And if a liaison is doing a good job already, the inclination has often been to say we will reappoint. This year, we will bring that decision to this committee. So it's a discussion we will be having as we go forward, whether to open liaison positions to nomination or not for any given liaison. And we'll talk more about it. I'll send out some email, and we can talk more about it as we go forward. Tijani, you had your hand up.
Yes, since we will discuss it later, so I will not put the floor. Thank you.
Okay. So that, again, is one of the things going forward. We will have a number of other selections that we'll be looking at in addition to the to liaisons for the ALAC. There is a review committee, an affirmation of commitment review committee on DNS stability and security that currently is requesting nominations or requesting expressions of interest. Each of those expressions of interest identify which ICANN advisory council, advisory committee, or supporting organization they would like to be they would like to be endorsed by. So a number of people will no doubt put their names in and say whether the ALAC say that they would like to be endorsed by the ALAC. It'll be our decision to decide which ones to endorse. And as mentioned before, either to pass on to the ALAC the candidates to endorse, or perhaps pass on a superset and ask the ALAC to select from among them, although that hasn't been the practice in the past. There was likely to be an accountability and transparency review team formed at some point. It's not clear at this point if it will be formed this year or not. It was scheduled to be formed this year, but it might be deferred. So we're going to have an interesting time. We will have some organizational work to do, and then there will be a fair number of selections that will be done in the next couple of months in preparation either for other cross-community efforts going. There'll be, for instance, one on auction funds that we will likely have to identify some people for, and certainly the affirmation of commitments reviews, and possibly others. Again, before we go into the details of the selection we have to do for today, are there any other questions or comments? Seeing none, can we have staff confirmation that we only have formal members of this committee and staff on this phone call? It was publicly announced initially, so I want to make sure we don't have anyone else on the phone bridge. If I could have confirmation.
Hi, Alan.
Staff, please. Yes.
Hi, Alan. This is speaking. Yes, I do confirm that we only have the members and the staff members on the call.
Okay. Thank you very much. The selection that we're convened for today is for membership in the CSC. The CSC is a group that's associated with the IANA transition. It presumes the IANA transition will happen, which we are presuming at this point. There's still a decision of the U.S. government that has to be made, and we don't know how that's going to unfold, but we are preparing for the transition as if it will happen. And one of the groups, the new transitioned IANA will have, is a group made up of largely the customers of IANA, that is the names customers, the registries, registrars, not registrars, the registries, both the generic and CC registries, who are effectively the customers of IANA. They are the ones that submit changes to IANA, and IANA is supposed to implement them. There is a relatively comprehensive set of standards to which IANA will have to work towards, and it's the responsibility of this group in the ongoing case to review the work that IANA has done, and in fact, you know, decide that, yes, they're doing a good job, provide feedback to IANA, or ultimately, should there be major problems, there are escalation processes that the CSC can take. The CSC, in addition, has a number of liaisons from groups that are not direct customers but have an interest in ensuring that the IANA work is done and done properly. And the ALAC is one of the groups that has such a liaison. I hope you have all read the documents associated with the CSC, the ones that specifically were referred to in the call for nominations, in the call for expressions of interest, and understand it. The prime responsibility of the ALAC liaison is, number one, to be a member of the CSC. They don't have voting rights should a vote ever be taken, but other than that, they are a full member of the CSC and are expected to participate in all discussions and activities of the CSC. They also have the ancillary role of interfacing with the ALAC, to keep the ALAC informed what is going on in the CSC, to provide any input into the CSC the ALAC may have, and to act essentially as the go-between between the organizations. Any questions on that before we go ahead and look at the two candidates? I'll give you fair warning. Once I review the candidates in a very general sense, I will turn the floor open to other people for their input and comments and thoughts on the candidates. I certainly have some of my own, and I have the views of the three ALAC members who couldn't be on the call today, but I will guess I'd like to have input from other people first. We have two candidates. One is Mohammed El-Bashir, who identified his qualifications, and specifically he has been the person in charge of a CCTLD for the Sudan. He was also a member of the ICG that looked at the transition and has answered the expression of interest in terms of what he believes his responsibility is. The other candidate is William Cunningham. He's not a person that I'm personally familiar with. He is a member of an ALS in Washington. And I'm not, I don't know a lot about him other than explicitly what his CV and his expression of interest indicate. We have been asked by the CSC to identify two people. There is only one seat. They had originally asked for two people on the belief that they wanted to be able to select from among them to ensure that there is some level of diversity. Like in most groups in ICANN, we strive for a level of diversity, diversity in gender, diversity in geographic region, and a variety of things like that. We do have the option, however, of only submitting one name should we choose, and that's one of the decisions we will have to make. I would like to open the floor to anyone who has looked at, I presume everyone has reviewed the expressions of interest and the CVs, and I'd like to have some thoughts on how we proceed from here. This, just for the record, this call is confidential. Nothing you say is going to be revealed outside of this group, and you, in being appointed to this group, you are expected to honestly and fairly evaluate the candidates to be blunt, it's your responsibility to make sure that anything you believe about the candidates, anything you feel, is discussed here to make sure the whole group has the benefit of your opinions as we go forward and make a decision. Is there anyone who would like to speak? I've done a lot of speaking.
Hello.
Tijani, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I am sorry, I didn't connect. It doesn't work properly, so I cannot raise my hand. Tijani speaking. I have a question. Did the second candidate actually joined his reward. Because I didn't see, I saw a resume, but in general, I don't think it was done for this very purpose. So I'd like to know more about him. I don't know. I saw on his resume that he doesn't have any relationship with the DNS. The resume didn't show that he knows ICANN more or less. I am a little bit confused. Perhaps I missed something.
Yeah, he did submit an EOA. It was embedded in his email. I did extract it and put it into a PDF, which I sent out in my last mailing. So it's in the email to which his CV was attached, and also it's a document that's right now on Adobe Connect, if you can see it. It's a document I did, I extracted, and the email was somewhat hard to differentiate his answers from the questions, and I ended up putting them in a different color to make it obvious what they were. So certainly he did submit that. It's not a large document, but he did submit it. Tijani, if you're on Adobe Connect, you should be able to see it, but it was attached to my last email for this meeting.
Okay, thank you, Alan. But my issue is that the document you sent didn't show me a lot about the relationship between his competencies, his knowledge, his experience with the DNS model and with ICANN. This is my issue. And I didn't see two documents. Normally, we must have an EOI and a resume. I saw only one document. I think it is the one you sent.
Noel, you should have two for him. You should have a relatively long CV, a resume, and you should have a one either embedded in his email or the one it's showing up on the screen, the one I put into a PDF. It's not very long and doesn't provide a lot of details. The only relationship he shows with the DNS is he said he was been following IANA since 1995 and he had a website starting in 1995. That is all he identified as his relationship with IANA and the naming function.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ali?
Yes. Thanks, Alan. Ms. Ali Al-Mishan. Is there any criteria or weight that we can put on each of the, like, the expression of interest points that the candidate has served? Like, is there any weight that we can say this one will take that weight in our evaluations, or just in general we evaluate and we say, based on this outcome, we would recommend or we suggest this one?
Yeah, it could be going forward that we decide on some formal weighting structure. But I'll be candid, from my perspective, evaluating people for these kind of things is a very subjective thing. So although we could assign a weighting structure to particular points, ultimately it comes down to a value judgment. So I'm not sure if that answers your question or not.
I mean, yeah, as you said, it will be open for a subjective judgment. It will not be like directly to a way that based on we calculate what we have given in each point.
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, we may choose going forward to have work methods that are somewhat more objective. We can certainly discuss that going forward. Tijani, is that a new hand or an old?
It's a long hand, but I'd like to say after what I read from the two applications, I see that Mohamed al-Bashir has much more the requirements that he put for this position of the region than the other candidates.
Thank you, Tijani. Marisa?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can't hear you if you're speaking.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You're very, very faint.
Oh, well, I will write my question in the chat.
Is Maritza on the bridge or just on Adobe Connect?
Hi, Ellen. This is Yeshim. She's just on the Adobe Connect. I'll just check if she has joined the bridge.
Yeah, yeah, no, she says she's just on Adobe Connect. If we can get a dialogue to her, that might be good.
Yep, sure. I'll privately chat with her.
Anyone else like an opinion? I'll be glad to volunteer mine, but I would prefer to have other members of the committee speak. Does the candidate need to have some experience with end users? Good question. I don't really think experience with end users, I mean, all of us are end users in their own right. There is an issue of how well the person will interact with the ALAC, and lack of experience, lack of our knowledge of the person makes it harder to judge that. And again, if we look at the specific people here with Mohammed, we have experience with him acting as a representative on another group and interfacing with us. With Mr. Cunningham, we really don't have that prior knowledge. Nenad.
Yes, I maybe just more have a comment than a question or opinion directly. I think that this function, this committee for a young opposition, look for a more experienced guy in this procedures with the top-level domain names and the system and so on, and things like that. This is not typically maybe for end users questions. It is more for technical and organization experience for registry guys. So I think that this Mr. Bashir looks perfect, on my opinion, like with his experience. And, both candidates have very nice things in their biography, but for this specific role, I think that more that experience of Mr. Bashir is more, I don't know, I cannot find the word, but
okay, thank you. One of the decisions we will have to make today is whether we submit one name or two. We were originally asked for two to allow some diversity. At the same time, if we do not feel that if we don't feel we have two candidates that can ably represent the ALAC, then we don't have a lot of choice. I would strongly advise this group not to recommend someone for ratification if we don't believe they can really do the job well. So the requirement for two people is the secondary one to being able to do the job well, in my mind. We now have a Tijani 2, and so I'm assuming that Tijani 1 hand is not the new one. All right. Let me review my perspective, and it is largely shared by the three other ALAC members who were not able to be on the call. I have talked to them extensively about it. Mohammed clearly has the experience. We don't know how technically he was as the manager of the CCTLD, but he certainly was vice chair of the ICG, the group that oversaw the transition requirements that were sent to the U.S. government. And one has to presume that he certainly, went through all the documents and understands what IANA is doing. So the combination together, I think he certainly meets the qualifications of someone who understands the work of IANA and what the CSC will be reviewing. His answer on his relationship with the ALAC, I thought it was pretty good in his expression of interest that he's looking for the perspective of end users in what IAN is doing. At the same time, it's clear that he understands that he is expected to be a working member of the CSC, you know, essentially not wearing his ALAC hat, but just as a committee member. So that's a strong one. Mr. Cunningham, I found the expression of interest saying that he has a website as the strongest thing he could say about relationship to IANA functions as sadly very weak. The other point that I was disturbed about is in his answer to the question of what would he be doing, he seems to view this as just being an auditor of the CSC and making sure they do a good job, but not acknowledging that he's part of that group and should be doing it as well. So those two together I found somewhat problematic. Tijani, you have your hand up, please.
Thank you, Alan. I fully agree with you. I have exactly the same position, and I think that it is better for us to submit only one candidate, since we are not sure that the second candidate can do a good job for the end users for ALAC. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Tijani. The other thing that we have going for us, I believe, is the rationale for two people was to represent, to make sure that diversity can be represented in the CSC. Given that Mohammed is an African by citizenship and currently is working in Asia Pacific, I think we have a lot of the diversities covered in there. I can't imagine that he would be rejected in favor of, to be blunt, a white North American male if they're looking to ensure diversity within the committee. So I don't think that we are shirking our responsibility if we choose to only name one person in this particular selection. So at this point, we have a recommendation from Tijani. It is supported by the three other ALAC members who did speak, that we basically certainly put Mohammed through as our prime candidate, and there was a general consensus that the other candidate was not strong enough to put forward even as a secondary candidate. Certainly that was the perception. Comments. Has Tim dropped off of this call, by the way?
Tim is on the bridge, Alan. This is it. Oh,
okay. Sorry. I didn't see his name on there. At this point, we have a tentative recommendation. I guess I'd like to hear, and I'd like to go around the table one by one. Is this supported by the group or not? I'm a non-voting chair, should it come to a vote, but hopefully we will not get to that stage. We have a tick, one tick. I'd like either ticks or people to speak up. Barak and Tim are the ones who we have not heard from at this point then.
They must plan to use this tool.
I could not hear what was said there.
I was talking.
Ah.
Maybe we need a lesson how to use this tool for efficient participation in the conference.
We will make sure that staff talks to you and make sure you understand. Barak said he posted his comments. I haven't. I've seen some private comments from him. Barak, or if someone from staff has read the more recent comments, if anyone can summarize. Barak, can you confirm you're in agreement with the recommendation? If that is indeed correct. Confirmed. All right, Tim apparently has dropped off and is not on the bridge at this point and is not on Adobe Connect. So we'll note his absence from this decision. At this point, we have the support of everyone who is on this call and the three ALAC members who were not on the call, but I talked to privately. And that, just for the record, is Sandra, Leon, and Holly. At this point, we have made a decision. We'll recommend to the ALAC that Mohammed El-Bashir be ratified as the ALAC liaison to the CSC, and we will not submit a second name. Any comments?
Yes.
Then I will convey the results to the ALAC, and I'll be talking to staff about how the individual candidates will be informed. At this point, I will adjourn this meeting or ask, is there anything else that anyone wants to raise? And if not, then I'll adjourn the meeting. We will be following up on email on establishing our formal processes and things. Just so going forward, we have, we're all speaking from the same set of rules. Seeing nothing else, then I thank you all for your attendance on such short notice. I thank you for volunteering for this job. It's going to be not a lot of work in terms of hours per week, but it's an important job, and I thank you all for volunteering and for being willing to do the work. Thank you all, and we'll be in touch shortly. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
The meeting is now adjourned, so you will now be disconnected. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.